Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds infused tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat production up to 450 degrees. Okay, so I actually tried Way's new anti-frizz cream on live with my community, which is kind of risky, right, to try a new product on live. I put it on my hair, which, as you guys know, is level 9 million frizzy. And by the time I had got done finishing my glam, because I was doing glam on live, my hair was dry, and I was shook to my core at how smooth my hair looked, especially that frizzy top part, you know, in your part, all those little baby hairs coming through, that frizzy part, that was smooth. So shout out Way for consistently delivering products that actually work and do what they say they're going to do on the bottle. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code MeTinks for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code MeTinks. Good morning from New York, you guys. How is everyone today? My mood is precarious, to say the least, because I had an evening that was quite questionable. So I persuaded Wig to do the pod with me, and I knew he was in a bad mood because he's stressed this week with work. He's traveling, etc. I dragged him uptown. I knew he was in a bad mood. By the grace of God, he comes in. We lay down the funniest, filthiest episode of this podcast today in 2 years. Hand to God. To the point where I was like even lying awake last night thinking, did we go too far? Anyway, so it's all good. To say thank you, I'm like, I'll take you to dinner. And Lindsay was with us, and so we were all, you know, uptown, and we got in an Uber, and everyone was in kind of a cranky mood because it took us ages, loads of traffic. I'm like, ooh, you know, everyone needs a drink, da-da-da-da-da. We go to this new restaurant, and let me begin by saying I'm at an age where I don't really like to try new restaurants, or maybe that's just a personality flaw. I like what I like. I don't like what I don't like, and I know that makes me sound lame, but you know when you like what you like. Whatever. It's good to try new things. I know that. So we go to a new concept restaurant. Let's just call it it's a Mexican concept restaurant. Heavy on the word concept, okay? And it's been a hyped restaurant, like super hard to get a reservation, all this and that. And I've already decided I'm not going to throw them under the bus and say the name because it could be me. I don't think it was, but you know what I mean? And I don't want to go there. So you can probably figure it out. A brand new concept, very fancy, you know, tasting menu-esque restaurant. And it's what I call a foam restaurant, okay? You know those restaurants where everything has a foam of sorts on it. It's not just a piece of chicken. It's a chicken with basil foam on it. Or it's a, you know, salad with some corn foam on it. And it's just, there's foams flying in your fucking face. There are foams everywhere. And let me also preface this by saying I do have what Wig likes to lovingly call a white trash palette. And I'm okay with that. Okay, I'm okay with that. For me, my favorite types of food are simple, but just like well done. So like an incredible steak, an incredible potato dish. Like I don't have a very refined palate. I don't like, you'll never catch me at a tasting menu. No, fucking never. Okay. I always feel sick after them. I'm like, what am I eating? Why did you have to make this so complicated? Not for me. And that's a preference. I get that. We get to the restaurant. We're like, okay, please, can we have some drinks? There's, you know, we're like, can we just have like spicy margs? And they were like, oh, okay, we guess we can make those. You don't want an uni martini? We were like, an uni martini? Whoa. We'll try one for the table. Some people order like fries for the table. My friends order like an extra cocktail for the table, just to tell you. So the uni martini comes in. I thought it was just like, you know, not really uni. Like that would be next level fucked up to put like uni, like Finding Nemo in a blender and like put it into a martini glass. So we're all drinking it. And I was like, you guys, this really, really tastes like uni. I was like, hey, is there uni blended up into this drink? She was like, absolutely there is. I was like, okay, okay. And again, it's adventurous. It's cool. I love that they're doing it. Just wasn't for me. It was far too fishy for a drink for me. Every dish, my next gripe with it is it's one of those places that you kind of have to order the whole menu to feel full. There's like probably 10 dishes, all at like, you know, $30 to $70. So just like put that in the back of your mind. They were like, yeah, you can almost just like order everything. And I was like, oh, like, well, I'm treating wig. So like, let's just get everything, da, 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 whatever. Everything that came was like, there was one thing that I understood and knew in the description, like quesadilla. But then there was like 17 other things that I had no idea what they were. And it just wasn't for me. Okay. So again, it could be me. It could be my palate. It 100% could be. I'm just saying, because I know there's a lot of other people out there who kind of have the same thing where they just like good, simple food. This ain't your place. The bill comes. Okay. It comes. I open it. $450. Oh, shit. $450 for three people. And we each had two drinks. And they even took, very kindly, I will say the staff was lovely. So, so sweet. They even took the uni smoothie off of the bill because they could tell we didn't like it. $450 for a fucking Tuesday night dinner? People were up in my DMs about to start a war over my turkey wrap being $20 yesterday. I posted my Lenwich or whatever the fuck that place is called. By the way, very good. I would eat what I should have eaten that for dinner too. I posted a turkey wrap and it's $20. And I was kind of like, yeah, you guys, like, I don't know what to tell you. That's New York. It's very expensive. Basically, you're spending $20 for any basic lunch now. $450? I could have gone to Nobu. I could have gone to Cipriani. I could have gone to any one of those amazing, fancy, overpriced restaurants that I know and love. $450 for, I don't even know what I ate. I don't even know what I ate. Anyway, all this to say, make your own choices. Oh my God. It's not done. So then I go home and I'm like, in a really weird mood. Then we went to get soft serve because I needed something to like line the stomach. You know what I mean? I go home and I was just like in a really weird mood and I was, you know, upset about the dinner and I was like, oh, did we go too dirty on the pod? Blah, blah. Kind of just in a bit of, Mr. Anxiety was actually home when I got home. I walked in, I was like, oh, I didn't know you were coming to New York. He was like, yeah, I took a late flight, so I'm here. I was like, okay, cool, cool. And he was like, you know what we should do? He was like, let's get in bed. I was like, you love bed. He was like, I do. So we got in bed and Mr. Anxiety suggested that we watch Baby Reindeer. And if you don't know what Baby Reindeer is, it is probably the single most unsettling TV program that I've ever watched in my life. I'm so serious. It's good. I want to be very clear. It is an incredible piece of television. I hope it wins all the awards. The acting is stellar. The writing is god tier, but it will make you feel shit in like your butt that you have not felt. Like you feel it, like, you know, when you're just like, you're clenching, you're like, oh my God, I literally can't watch the next scene. Like, oh my God, what's gonna happen next? Like, I was like under the covers, pit in my stomach, pit in my butt, like, oh my God. It is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Very hard to watch. Huge trigger warning, by the way. They put one, but I'm issuing one again in case you don't know what it's about. Trigger warning up the wazoo. It is a very, very, yeah. So then I watch that till 2:30 in the morning. Literally 2:30 in the morning. I haven't even finished it yet because I was literally it breaking out in sweat in my bed. I was like, I can't, I was researching it online. Also, don't do that because that will make you even more scared. Anyway, here I am, ready to give advice on absolutely anything you've got, running on 3 coffees and a mediocre bagel. Let's go. Roxy, how are you? Hi, Roxy.
Keys, my girl!
What's going on?
Oh my gosh. So thrilled to be chatting with you. I've been a long, long time listener, always wanted to call in, and I'm finally on maternity leave, so this seemed like
congrats.
The time to do it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, have you had your baby yet?
Oh yes. He's 8 weeks old, and he's literally on my lap.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Is he your first?
So much. Yes, he's my first. I am such a stage 12 clinger, in love with him. Never want to separate. Just dreading going back to work. But that's a whole issue for another day.
Oh, we're so happy for you. Congrats. That's amazing. Mothers are literally the most incredible heroes on the planet. So congrats. That's really, really cool. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. So on that note, life is great. My husband's incredible. We just had our firstborn. All is a dream life so far.
Great.
And then enter the fact, though, that both my husband's parents and my parents, we all live in the same city.
Okay.
And over the past couple years, it's become an absolute nightmare, specifically with the moms. It's become World War III. So
it's so bad.
Thanks. Long story short, his parents are very, very rich, which is lovely.
Love that.
My parents are pretty standard. But when we got married a couple years ago, his mother way over inserted herself into the wedding process. And as my mom's only girl, my mom was very upset about it. My mom would cry all the time. His mom would try to, you know, get involved with the catering and all these things that are kind of meant for the bride and her mom, and just all these things that rightfully rubbed me, and more so my mom, the wrong way.
Sure.
Fast forward to now, we have a baby and his mom wants to be over every single day, buying the baby all the nicest cribs and strollers and kind of buying, you know, their way into our lives more. And the thing that's really become the biggest problem is that my mom can't stand his mom.
Right.
And his mom can't stand my mom. And we have all these future holidays with our baby. I've tried to set boundaries. I believe in the B word so hard. I've tried to set boundaries with how much his mom comes over and sees our baby. I've tried to set, you know, some expectations there, but they kind of buy their way into our lives. And then now my mom, she's rubbed my mom so badly that my mom doesn't want to do holidays with them.
Wow.
So I guess my question and kind of saying all of that is, how do I navigate that the next 30 years? Our moms flat out don't like each other. Yes, they'll put their differences aside for our baby to all be together, but it's awkward. I could rip my eyes out every time we're all together because the tension is so badly.
Gosh.
And next on the list is Mother's Day, that we're all getting together.
Oh my God. Both sets of
for
parents.
For my first Mother's Day.
Oh, for your first Mother's Day. How relaxing to have two women who hate each other. Oh God. Okay. So this is really unfortunate, but also your baby, like the cooing sounds, like I just, like, it's melting my heart, and I'm not even like a big baby person, but it's the cutest thing ever. Like, anyway, that's adorable. Okay. So you've tried to set boundaries. It's not working. I think that acceptance is kind of one part of it, and saying like, this, they are going to have their battles, and it's probably going to swell in and out, you know, of being intense and not so intense. And of course it is your problem, in air quotes, but it actually isn't your problem. And I think what you need to focus on is your relationship with each of them individually. And in the way that I want you to continue to try and set boundaries is to say their issues with each other are their issues with each other. And as much as you can, compartmentalize yourself and your relationship with each of them. And for what it's worth, I also think, have you ever tried just sitting down with your mother-in-law? Because I'm sure you're close with your mom and you can be honest with her and whatnot. Have you ever tried sitting down with your mother-in-law and just going, look, I know you don't like my mom, but we have a baby now. And for the sake of the baby, like, I really want everybody to try to just be more civil. It's not a nice environment. And just level with her. Be like, look, woman to woman, mom to mom. Now I can say that. Like, we want the baby to grow up in a loving, warm environment. And babies feel energy. And and you can even say, like, my baby feels my energy and I'm stressed about you guys. So I know you're never going to be best friends, but there is a case to be made for just trying to be more civil for the sake of your grandchild. We're in a new era now. Now is a good opportunity for us to shift the vibe. I'm not asking you to get lunch and braid each other's hair. I'm just asking you to really try.
Super valid. I have not had that conversation with my mother-in-law yet, because another fun layer to this is I can't stand her either.
Oh, fair. It's when you were like, oh, she's trying to buy everything to like buy your way in. It's like, okay, well, yeah, the writing was on the wall there. She's probably trying to make up for her terrible personality. But I still think it's worth a shot. I still think that, you know, a baby like in a family can really change things, and people feel differently around a baby. Like, it's hopeful, it's a new era. You know, there's something to be said for everybody just trying to turn over a new leaf for the sake of your first child. And I think it's worth a shot. And if not, you have to compartmentalize and also know and realize, like, I always find it comforting when I think that other people are going through it too. Not that I want anyone to have this situation, but like, kind of everybody hates their mother-in-law, it turns out. So what I'm hearing,
it's a common theme here.
It's a common theme. So like, you are so not alone. I'm sure there's so many other listeners out there who are experiencing this. And also, we've had callers like this before. So know that you're not alone. And if the last Hail Mary conversation with her doesn't work, just be like, you know what, I have a beautiful baby, I love my husband, I love my family, I got a cranky mother-in-law, and that's, everybody's got something, and this is my thing. And although it is really, really annoying, it's manageable. And hey, at least she's rich. If she wants to buy you shit, be like, you know what, the baby needs a Chanel bag, like the baby told me, like, sorry, like, you know, this is just what's needed right now. But I'm sorry, that's really frustrating and not what you want to be dealing with when you're in newborn bliss era.
I so appreciate all of that. And yeah, sadly, our love can be a little bought at this point. To your point, it's a shitty situation, but at least a small silver lining. And I guess my last question to wrap it up is, what do I do as far as her wanting to come over like every day? I'm running out of excuses. I'm trying to say the once a week thing, but they're retired. They have nothing to do. And I'm trying not to look like a huge bitch either.
I mean, I would just say I need alone time with my baby. Like, it's your child. Like, you are the woman of the house. Like, that is your home. It's your baby. You know what's best for your baby. Like, nobody else in the world does. So you can simply say, like, I need alone time. And, you know, I was going to say, you could say, oh, I'm tired. But like, then she'll be like, oh, I'll watch the baby. So you don't want to say that.
Exactly.
Like, she sounds like the type who would find a hole in everything. And I think it's completely fine to say, I need alone time in my house. I need alone time with my baby. Like, it's your baby. End of story.
Right. It doesn't feel like it some days.
I know.
Thank you, Queen. I knew you would be incredible to talk with about this. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate and love you and listen to you every single week.
You're so sweet. Thank you for calling. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. Your baby sounds so cute. And just take it one step at a time. And remember, you're the mom. It's your baby. And that's really all that anybody needs to know.
Oh, love you, girl. Have
love
the best
you.
Week.
Have the best day. Thanks for calling. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Oh my God. Wait, that really honestly melted my heart. The little baby sounds. That was so cute, you guys. Maybe I will have a baby. I don't know. I have an idea for a pod episode. I'm cooking it up now. It's going to be called Reverse AMA. And I'm going to do an in-depth, I have a list going of all the questions that I want to ask you guys. And don't worry, it's not all like, what espresso machine should I buy next? It's like, should I have kids or not? But I think it'd be really cool and fun. And then I could do another episode where I read out the most interesting, insightful answers, because I know you guys are a wealth of knowledge too. All right, let's chat with Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
Hi, Kinks. Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
I'm so glad you called. What's going on?
Okay. So I just started seeing this guy a few weeks ago, and I really, really like him. I have been single for like a year and a half before
that.
And
how'd you meet him?
We met on Hinge.
Dude, I'm telling you, work the system. Work the system. It works. It works.
I have to a little like information for the girlies. I feel like you have to delete your account when you're on your hiatus.
Yes.
And then like start totally fresh.
I've heard this too. I've definitely heard this too. I've heard that as a really great tip to like refresh it every so often. And look,
yes.
If we're hacking the system, we are hackers, you know, we are sending roses. We are deleting our accounts. We are doing all the tips and tricks, but it does work. It still works. So I'm glad to hear it. Yep. Anyway, sorry, 100%. I cut you off. So
I live in New York City too. So it's like, feels there you like go. A barren, desolate world. Yeah. And it ended up working out.
There you go.
But I really like him. We have been on a couple of dates and I feel like he really encourages me like to get out of my comfort zone. And like, he has told me like how attractive he is to me and everything.
Hot.
And we've had sex like a few times. But every time he like goes to go down on me, I freak out. Like I can't, like my mind goes blank. And like, I told him I was in a really long relationship and it was like 5 years when I was in college.
Yeah.
And that guy, like, oral was never on the table. Like he was never going to go. So like, I said to this new guy that I'm seeing, I was like, I feel like I have a lot of just like inhibitions in my head and whatever. He was like, that's crazy. Like, he was like, no, I like, whatever. I was like, I need to hear that you want to, like, whatever. So I can tell that he's trying. And I mean, definitely the bones are there. Obviously, we know every girl is different, but like, he's got the enthusiasm. And
right.
Like, I think we can get there. But like, I really feel like I'm in my own head. And then I worry that like, do I even really like him? Like, why can't my body like do this thing that it's supposed to do? Like, when I really like someone, and I don't know, I feel like I need your advice on like, how do I relax? And like, we've only been together for a few weeks. So it's like, I need to just let it go, but I can't. I don't know.
It's so new. And also to be in a 5-year relationship where that just doesn't happen is a lot of time to unlearn behavior, right? Because you're not in the mode of doing that. So it's completely normal that you would feel stressed or anxious about it. I think that's completely, like, it's a shame that that happened for 5 years. But now I think it's completely understandable why you're kind of freezing up a little bit. Are you letting him do it and you can't get there, or you don't even let him do it, this new guy?
I do let him do it. And like, I think what freaks me out the most is like how much time it takes too. Like, I just
know
get
sometimes that stresses me out, but like, it's like, if they want to stop, they can stop. And also like, that's not going to be, I know that this is like sounding really blunt, but like working backwards, like something that really just like a simple mental trick that helped me, taking a long time to come when a guy's going down on you is never going to be a reason a guy stops liking you, which I know is like such a weird way to phrase it and think about it, but like really, really internalize that. Like, if they get tired, they'll stop. Like, it's never going to be like, oh God, I really like that girl, but she took 10 minutes to come, so I'm out. Like, I get it. It takes a really, really long time to unlearn the shame. Like, so, 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 so long. It's why I'm so passionate about it. And it's why I feel so, why I talk about like orgasm equality so much and oral so much, because it's all connected to how we feel about our bodies and equality and the shame that women carry. So it's all completely understandable. But like, let me tell you, it sounds like this guy is fantastic. Also, you know my theory about how like some guys like to do it and some guys don't. And like, you always want to be with a guy who like, it's just like sexier if they like to do it. And if he's trying, just push through a little bit. Just like, I mean, don't do anything you're uncomfortable with, obviously, but like, I really think you have to just try a few more times. And even if you don't get there, get in the muscle memory of letting it happen for a while at the beginning or whatever, then you guys bang after, it's fine. And it really sounds like this guy cares about you and is into your pleasure. And I think that's what you should tell yourself when he's doing it, is like, this guy wants to do this. Like, he's into me and I'm sexy, and this is completely a normal, fun thing that everyone does. And I should just try to. And also, you don't have to like think about him. You can think about something else that you think is sexy, by the way, also too, if that helps you to get in the moment, you know?
Oh my God. Literally always, like with other guys, I dated someone in between the 5-year relationship and then this guy, where like, it was the best like oral of my life. I don't even know, but
oh
like, I can't do that. This is wild. My best friend's a lesbian and I still talk about it. And she's like, I wish I could have seen it. I could have been there. Like, whatever.
Oh but my God. I love that. I love it.
But I think about what you say too about sex and like how sex for women is so much about like affirming and like knowing and like just the I don't know. I'm totally butchering how you say it, but like that your connection is so important, and like it's about being able to affirm that, and it's about encouragement for women in bed. So
totally.
Like when he goes down on me and my mind goes blank, I'm like, oh my God, why can't I connect the two things? I'm like, obviously I'm giving him a great time. Like he really has like whatever.
Yeah.
And I enjoy seeing that from him too. But like, then it becomes a like, okay, if I can't get there, like what does that mean? But I feel like what I hear you saying is like, I just have to keep trying and like let it go and it's okay. And that doesn't mean that I don't not like him or something.
It doesn't mean that you don't not like him. And it doesn't mean that won't evolve over time. I think that like, you know, you have a great foundation and he seems really invested. And I think that that's what's important. And I think that if this is the only issue, and I'm putting that in air quotes, definitely keep going. Like I have trouble with a new guy sometimes, like, you know, and we're doing something like that. And I just kind of like can't like unlock, or we're very heady, us women. Like we lay down and we're like about to get eaten out. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to renew my property insurance. Like I need to do that. And then I'm like thinking about property insurance for 5 minutes. And this poor guy is like, his neck is hurting. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Let me just start to focus on this. Like I have to focus. Like I have to literally go in my brain and I have to be like, and now a showing of all the things that you think are horny tinks, like to get myself there. Like, I'm not kidding. I have to like actively try. Like my last boyfriend was like, when we first started having sex, he was like, you like kind of dissociate sometimes when we're boning. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like women just, it's more complex, but like, I think that's what makes female orgasms so beautiful and rewarding and special and different, is like, it's a journey. It's a journey to get there. And when you do get there, when this guy finally gives you an orgasm from going down on you, it's going to be amazing. So I think give this guy a few more shots. He sounds great. He sounds like he's really, really into you, and being comfortable is the first step. So I say give him a few more shots.
Okay. I definitely will. I'm curious, like outside of the bedroom, if there's anything that you like specifically love to talk about. We're both Virgos, you and I. So I feel like I'm always looking for like, what's the thing that I can do to like rectify all the problems?
I know.
Maybe is everything you were saying, but I'm just curious, like what's your favorite sexiest questions that you ask
to a guy?
Yeah.
This is honestly amazing timing, because we're on Monday, we're dropping a pod on sexting and dirty talk. And so it's actually perfect. But I think just asking a guy, like if you're having wine or whatever, you're chilling, you know, you're going to have sex later, just being like, what's your favorite thing that we've done? Or like, describe your favorite, describe like the last time we had sex, like what was the best part or something like that, is a really easy way to like get into talking about it. Or just tell him like, it makes me really horny when ... and that it might honestly help you to relax too, to just like have a little bit more foreplay. Like sometimes we Virgos, we need a little bit of like intellectual foreplay. Like I find it very hard to just bang. Like my foreplay begins talking to someone. Like it's in the witty repartee, it's in the texting, it's in the banter, and it builds up, and then I feel more comfortable and like turned on, whatever. So yeah, maybe a little dirty talk prior would really help.
Oh my God, that's such a good point. Thank you, Tinks. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your advice.
I love you, and I'm so happy you have this guy who's so into you. You deserve it. I think that your sex or your eating out is going to turn a corner, and I think he's going to be great in like a few weeks. So keep on keeping on, baby.
And I showed him your picture. I was like, if you ever see this woman in New York, you have to call me.
Facts. Okay, he's an H-bot in training. We love it. We love it. You're
yes.
The best. I love you. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You, I love you.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Guys, wait till you hear this episode on Monday. I need to just put it out before I like get caught up in my head, because it's to say it's X-rated is honestly not even doing it justice. I'm going to take a super quick break, but I want to talk to all of you. So if you're on the line, stay on line. If you want to call me to talk about eating out, it's 844-305-ANDY. This is It's Me, Tinks Live. I'll be right back. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I've bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally have been talking to my therapist every single week about my stressful times and just getting everything off my chest, explaining the difficult situation I've been having at work and what has been weighing on me has made me feel 1 million times better. I really don't know what I would do without her. As you guys know, I talk to her every week. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tinks. Welcome back to It's Me, Tinks, live on Radio Andy, Channel 102. I'm Tinks, and this is our weekly time to talk to each other live in real time. So, I think Good Kisser Guy really likes me because he drove me to the airport, and I didn't even ask. And I'm such a fucking asshole. I would never drive anyone to the airport if it wasn't my mom. Like, I'm so dead serious. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going on a red eye, blah, blah, blah. I have this thing to do before. And he was like, do you want me to... He was like, oh, I'm going to be in the neighborhood. Like, do you want me to drive you to the airport? I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, of course. Like, it's LAX. Come on. And I was like, whoa. And then I was like, I made a TikTok about this. By the way, TikTok is getting banned? Question mark. I don't understand how this is going to work. They said it's going to take a while, but maybe? Question mark. Anyway, I made a TikTok that was like, if I was in my 20s and a guy asked to drive me to the airport, or said, you know, asked me if you want, but you know, you get it. I would have done full glam. I would have gone Jeffree Star on his ass. Okay. I would have done a full beat. I would have taken out my fucking Dream Matte Mousse Maybelline, put on a full face, maybe even a fit, maybe like a little skinny jean with like my statement belt and probably a big pashmina scarf, because that's what us millennials thought was very cool and fancy back in the day. And you remember the like Alexander McQueen? I had the fake one, you know, the skull one. It's like so cool. Kate Moss had it, whatever. And then like my ballet flats. I probably would have done that and then changed in the airport. When I tell you that I rocked up to his car in sweatpants, a hoodie, probably $50 worth of skincare on my face, so I look like I had just been dipped in a Krispy Kreme glazing machine. And I was like, hey, thanks for driving me. And that's the difference between dating in your 20s and dating in your 30s. Anyway, Julia. Hey, Julia. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Thanks for calling. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. I just want to say thank you so much. I got put onto your book after my breakup. So shout out Jordan. Shout out Liz, my best friend.
Aww,
we listen to you every week.
We love you, and Jordan and Liz. Thank you.
We do. Like, they are queens. Like, they are people like me and why I'm calling. So we are, like, single girl calendar management. Like, we go out. We do things. We really put ourselves out there. And so my question is, like, I'm also, like, I really listen to you and, like, what you have to say. And so for somebody who's, like, maybe looking to, like, explore, like, casual sex.
Yes.
Like, going out, trying to meet men in the wild. I've had two failed hookup attempts where they just, you know, couldn't get hard. So a little bit bruised the ego. So I'm just wondering, like, for girls who, like, really put themselves out there, like the girl who was on the kickball team meeting people. I'm on a kickball team, too. So shout out to you.
Hell yeah.
Like, do you just have any advice for, like, somebody in their early 20s, move to a new city too, just, like, feels like they're doing all the things you preach, but, like, isn't receiving, like, that energy back?
I totally get that. And first of all, I'm proud of you. First of all, I'm proud of you and your friends for being so self-aware. Which brings me to my next point. You said early 20s. You are early 20s. Okay, I didn't know my head from my asshole in my early 20s. Like, I am so serious. Like, I didn't even know, like, I could barely read. Like, I don't even know how I, like, survived. But the fact that you guys are so self-aware and putting out this incredible energy is so amazing. And sometimes that summer of outside, casual, fun energy, sometimes it takes a second to kick in. And I know it can be frustrating. I get that. Do you know how many times I've had those nights where you're like, you get all dolled up, you go, you're like looking to find someone cute to make out with, you're with your cute girlfriend, like,
yes,
everything is good, and it's just like not the night. Like, it's just, you're looking, yes, around and you're like, why is everyone fugly wuggly? Like, why is the energy so bad in this bar? Should we go to another bar? You guys all kind of get drunk and then you're like, okay, well, I guess we should go home. And it's like, it's disheartening. It's disheartening.
Yes.
And I'm going to say something that's going to sound a little cheesy, but I wouldn't say it if it isn't true. In those moments, I want you to look at your girlfriends and I want you to double down on the incredible energy of them. You open this call saying how much you love them. And especially in your early 20s, that's the magic. That's the magic. Boys will come and go, and they will come. Trust me. They will be around. You will have lots of boys this summer, I have no doubt. But these moments with your girlfriends, even on the shitty, boring nights, those are worth literally everything. And I really mean it. Channel your energy back into your friendships in those moments. Or if a guy can't get hard, he leaves your house. You know what you do? Not in a mean way, but, like, call up your best friends. Be like, you guys, I have to tell you this,
yeah,
story. Get on the group chat. Be telling the stories, sharing tips and tricks, all this and that. That is the magic of young 20s, is the foundation of female friendships. You have your entire life to date men. You have your entire life to have casual sex and do whatever you want. And I really mean that. Like, you said you just moved to a new city. You're young 20s. It's like you're in this... It's like freshman year of real life. It is the most exciting time.
Yeah.
And when I look back,
I'm in my sophomore year.
Exactly.
Of life. So,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
The only thing I wish I'd done is taken more pictures with me and my roommates. And the roommates that I lived with freshman year of real life, I'm going on a bachelorette for one of them this weekend. And, like, I feel so much joy and love and, like, I don't remember one name of, if I didn't have a list of guys I fucked on my phone, I wouldn't remember one name of one guy that I boned in freshman year of real life. But what I do remember is when me and my roommates, my besties, we joined a wine club and we had this really funny night, or when we got a Christmas tree together, or when we, you know, would go on this hike and we got lost this one time together. Like, that's what I remember, swear to God. So one way to really activate the summer of outside energy is to channel it to the girls that make your world go round, because that's everything. And honestly, the more you do that, the more the boys will come around.
No, I appreciate that so much. And I'm a Capricorn, so my best friend, like, I have Virgo best friends, so I just feel like I really get your energy.
I love
and
that.
And I'm definitely manifesting that. Me and my friend bought GovBall tickets in New York City
last night.
So, like, really just going to do everything,
yes,
like, this summer, and, like, really, like, invest that time with my girlfriends.
So I really appreciate what you had to say. Aww. Like, sometimes it can get lonely. Like,
I get it.
But,
I get it.
Like, getting out of a long-term relationship. But, like, yes.
100%. It can be lonely. I said that the other day on Sunday. I said on Instagram, I said, I really wish I had a boyfriend right now to watch the show with. Like,
yes.
I get it. But, and that's okay. And it's, like, it's better to acknowledge it because then it's less scary. Like, to me, if I just go text my friend, I go, I'm a little lonely today, she goes, okay, let's talk about it, you want me to call you, whatever, like, then it's just a thing that you, it's just an emotion. And here's the thing, nothing lasts. Like, these feelings are not permanent. The loneliness you feel is impermanent. So it's like, just let it ride through and then go back to hanging with your friends. And you did the exact right thing getting Gumball tickets. Go have a million adventures, take pictures of everything, write down all your private jokes in your phone, and just enjoy.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for this community that you have. And I've gotten other people on your pod. So
thank
I
you.
Just want to thank you for the girlhood like that you bring you. To my every Wednesday.
I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
You.
Have the best summer ever. I know you will. Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Wow. What a cutie. Oh my gosh. I love her so much. I know she's going to have the best summer ever. I can't wait to see my roommates this weekend. Oh my God, we were so little. We didn't know anything. We would do everything together, the four of us. We would get up at freaking 5:30, go to our 6 a.m. soul cycles, go to our class, you know, pound our little hearts out in class, go back, shower. By the way, why did all millennials have like huge tote bags? For what the fuck did we have in our tote bags? I don't really see girls with those today. Like, I used to carry around basically a suitcase. Lord knows what was in it. 45 outfit changes, makeup. I have no fucking clue. My SoulCycle shoes for fucking sure. I don't even know what was in it. It was so bizarre that we did that, but we did everything together. We just, God, those were really some of the happiest years of my life. I'm so grateful for them. So all my young 20s girls out there, just enjoy it. It's the best time. All right, Susie. Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much, Tinks. I appreciate your time and energy and holding space for all of us.
Oh, you're so welcome. What's going on?
So, I am going through an extremely contentious, extremely messy divorce. My whole life in the last 6 months has been completely flipped upside down.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry.
I'm 38. Oh. I'm 38 years old. I was married for 10 and a half years.
Wow.
I was blindsided with the divorce. I was never told anything. I was just working out of the home one day, and I was served at our home.
Oh my
and,
God.
He was still sleeping in the same bed as me.
Oh.
I found out that the day he filed and the day that I got served were 2 weeks apart, and he was still sleeping. I mean, we weren't being intimate, but he was still sleeping
still,
in the same bed as me.
That's twisted. I'm so sorry.
And then, like, from all of this, you know, leaning on support systems and whatnot, I hired a private investigator. I found out that there was a lot of infidelity, financial, there was fraud, there was
shit.
Cheating. I make a decent amount of money, and I was established before I was married, and I'm in a situation where he's going after what I came into the marriage with. He's also suppressing his income to make it look like he doesn't make anything so he can file for spousal support against me. He tried to take the dog away from me.
No.
Oh, this is like just the beginning. I have been living in my own personal, like pathetic puddle of misery for like months.
Oh my God.
And going through something like this is so isolating. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't.
And it got even crazier because I started like kind of feeling like, okay, I got to put this behind me. I got to get out there. And I feel like my healing has triggered his rage.
Of course.
Yeah. And so he got physical with me.
No.
And then had to file for a restraining order. And so I've been in hiding since. And then once I went into hiding, he started showing up at my place of work. He started showing up to places that I was. And then from the advice of someone, I took my car in to get looked at, and they found a tracking device on my car.
No.
I've literally like, this is so beyond freaking, can I cuss? I don't know.
Of course.
This is so beyond fucking wild. Never in a million years could I've ever seen my life set out this way. And long story long, I say all of that to say, the reason I'm calling is I'm a 38-year-old woman who's a businesswoman and an entrepreneur. And when I'm working, I'm super confident and I feel like I have it all together. I'm also a Virgo. And, you know, but I basically had the rug pulled out from under me, and I feel like I'm starting all over again. And I feel like I don't really know, like, what to do. Like, people are like, oh, get on the apps. And, like, I'm terrified. I can't do that. Yeah. I just can't. And I did, you know, meet a guy, and that was cool. But, like, how do you navigate when you're, like, in a position where I feel like I was in a very abusive, traumatic relationship. So sometimes, and I'm in therapy, I'm in lots of therapy. So sometimes I kind of have to ask myself if my thoughts are my own or they're his.
Right.
Because there were years of mental and verbal abuse. Oh, and just crazy. And so basically I'm starting over, and like, I don't even know, like, I don't even know where to go from here as far as looking at men and like dating and what that even looks like, because I'm scared and I feel so weird saying that, but
no, it makes I just total feel, sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like traumatized, and it's like, okay, so I met a guy and like, I had my first kiss post ex-husband like a week ago. And that was exciting and that was nice. And it felt cool to feel like desired again.
Of
like,
course.
It's just like,
it's a lot. It's like, it's, you've been through something so traumatic that nobody should ever go through. And I just firstly want to say, I'm so sorry. I mean, truly, that is far too much for one human. And I mean, it's really, really traumatic. And I think it's completely normal that you're feeling unsure of where to go next and what to do, because this is uncharted territory. And by the way, it's still active. You know, you're still are dealing with the effects of this awful person that you were married to, who is so terrible, and, you know, going to your place of work, the divorce, it's a lot. So first of all, if you don't feel ready, that's okay. I also understand the desire to want to get back out there and start this new chapter. I'm sure you're feeling anxious about that and you kind of want to see what else is going on. And also, you deserve to have fun. You have been in quite literally hell. So it's completely normal that you want to go on dates and meet new guys. I think this is truly a take it day by day situation. There is no blanket statement that I or anyone can make that is going to sum up this nicely. I really think you have to just take it day by day. If one weekend you feel like going out with your friends and, you know, having fun, go for it. If one weekend you feel like going on a date because you feel ready and you met someone you think is kind of cute, go for it. If one weekend you feel like staying in a ball on your bed and just watching TV and relaxing because you are exhausted from all of this, that's okay too. This is a take it day by day situation, and what you need to do more than anything is just be so kind to yourself and give yourself grace. And I'm glad you're in therapy. I hope you have good friends around you. I hope you have a support system because you need it. And I just, yeah, I'm just so sorry.
Thank you. The thing that kind of is difficult now, because I'm past that point of like, oh, I miss my ex or whatever, because I'm so like, oh my God, no, this is like good for me. But to get back on the saddle after it's been this long, I have not been intimate with someone in a long time. And it's like, a girl has needs.
Of course.
But like, and if you go on a date, like, it's like, what do you do if a guy says like, so what's your story? Like, what do you, like, I can't word vomit all that on him, like, on a first date, right? Like, you don't say stuff like that, right? You don't do that.
I think you can say, you know, to be honest with you, I'm going through a divorce right now. It's a little messy, but you can keep it brief. You don't owe anyone anything. I would, for now, just keep it brief, because you don't want to spend the entire date talking about your annoying ex. So just, I would say, like, I'm going through a divorce. It's kind of messy, but I'm excited to be here tonight. Something like that.
Okay, I like that. That's good advice. Yeah. That's fair. Okay. Thank you, Tinks. I
love you so
you
much.
Again, holding space. You just made me feel so seen, heard, and understood. And I just appreciate you for that.
I am just, my heart is with you. I'm sending you strength and love. It will get better. You deserve the world. And just take it day by day. I love you so much.
Can I give you and your listeners one piece of unsolicited advice?
Yeah, sure.
For you girls out there, if you are established pre-marriage, I don't care what anyone says, get a prenup.
Amen. I love that. Amen. I mean, I think that is the best advice ever, and I hope everyone heeds your advice. Thank you, my love. We're all thinking of you. Hang in there. You hear that, girls? Get a prenup. I know I will. All right, super quick break. I'm going to be right back after this. If you want to join us, it's 844-305-2639. We will be right back. If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams' fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie, and also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dream socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dream's soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. There are so many books out there, it can be hard to choose one. But becoming a Book of the Month member makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Members get books delivered right to their door, and shipping is always free. There's even an app to pick your book and track your reading progress, and there are audiobooks too. So I'm obsessed with this, you guys, because I feel like sometimes I get decision paralysis on what to read next, and the fact that Book of the Month Club, they decide for you, they pick the best because they do all that reading is just fantastic. I love to be in the reading community, and Book of the Month is an incredible way to really get engaged with your reading. Maybe you want to pick it back up for summer. So important to always have a book when you're going on your summer trips, reading by the pool, or just reading before bed, which is, as you know, my favorite thing to do. Right now, you can get your first Book of the Month for just $5 with code PETALS by visiting bookofthemonth.com. That's bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live, exclusively on Radio Indy. What is this song? Oh, just you're the best. Okay, sorry. I'm dying. I was listening to this morning. It's a banger. It's a straight banger. Wait, we need to listen to it. Keep it playing. It's so good. This is from the Goofy movie, you guys. Steve is indulging me. Are you ready for this? Stand out above the crowd, even if I gotta shout out loud. Tonight is the only thing you'll see. I wanna stand out. Can you imagine? I sent Lucas this song this morning and I go, can we remix this? He was like, I hate you. He was like, maybe. Imagine I just start playing this in my DJ sets. I just rip this mid-set and I'm like, put your hands up, everyone. Anyway, it's a complete banger. I felt weird feelings towards one of the characters in Goofy Movie. I can't remember which one he is, but like, you know, he was hot. And then the girl, Goofy, I don't really know what creature. Are they dogs? I think they're dogs. I feel like a lot of millennials have weird things with like cartoons that they watched growing up where they were like, oh, that made me feel kind of some type of way. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. But you know how I feel about the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. When he transitions into the human at the end, he's very handsome. But I would honestly date him as the Beast too, because like I love a project and I just feel that I would be able to, I would fix him. It's like, I mean, he has amazing real estate. He loves to read. Like, I could fix him. Okay, Steve is like, stop talking. All right, let's go to Tia. Hi, Tia. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've got 5 minutes. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, I'll make it fast. My boyfriend of 3 years blocked me and completely ghosted me one day.
Just like in the middle of your relationship?
Yeah, like in the middle of our conversation, like
what?
Blue to green.
What?
Yes.
What did you do?
I mean, I'm not proud of myself. I went slightly psycho.
I would too. I would show up at his house. If it was my boyfriend of 3 years, I would literally show up at his house. Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly. And so I haven't talked to him since, but he reached out to me last night and wants to talk.
And you had no idea. Did you ask his family and friends? Like, did you ask his family and friends, yo, where is he? Did you see on Instagram? Like, what happened?
He says, like, so I reached out to him. He went to Miami while I was blocked. All sorts of shit. And he tried to tell me last night that he was just like, I needed some space. So I have a daughter. I'm a single mom. Mm. And she, like, this guy, he would be like her dad.
Wow.
And
that's
so I don't know if, but that's also 3 years of you preparing and knowing that. And so he tried to tell me that he was just like, everything's getting so serious.
Yeah. But then you have a conversation. You don't just abandon someone who has a child, like, in the middle. Like, that's insane behavior. That's literally insane.
You and I are both huge therapy people. We know that. And he tried to tell me that his therapist told him that he was okay doing that because it was a boundary that he set for himself. And I'm like,
what fucking therapist is that? They need to have their license revoked. That's insane. That's insane 100%. To just abandon someone after you've been in their life for 3 years. Like, it's, and just like the fact that you have a daughter, it's like, it adds another layer of betrayal and hurt. So, okay. So what are you going to do? Did you talk to him when he messaged you last night?
Well, I mean, I kind of just like asked for a little, well, cause that's the other thing. He texted me first and he was like, do you miss me? And do you still love me?
What the fuck?
And I'm like, I don't know what to say or how to say that. And I need to know why you did this before I'm ready to have a conversation with you. I think
Fair.
I'm just nervous that like, I love this guy. My daughter loves him. I want to be with him, but obviously this is like a huge red flag. What if, you know, we live together and we get an argument, like, and I don't even know exactly what the reasoning behind it all was. I just like don't know what to do.
I'm gonna talk fast. I don't know. I'm torn. I would be very curious to hear him out. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd probably never trust this person again. I understand that you're in love with him and it's very powerful, but I think that someone who can just after 3 years ghost someone without an explanation when you guys had plans, when he was like a father to your daughter, like that's on another level of fucked upness. And I would be curious too. I would want to hear him out and it's going to be a painful, weird conversation, but I would probably have it with him. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm, you know, I, I heard what you had to say, and I'm going to now respectfully ask that you leave me and my daughter alone because the hurt you caused us was so painful and I can't forgive you. That's honestly probably what I do. I just don't think you can trust this man again. I don't think no matter what he says, like if he needed a break, he should have sat you down and said, yo, this is going too fast. Like I need a minute. I need space, et cetera. Not just abandon you with no answers. That's so, I think it's cruel. The word that I want to use is cruel.
Exactly. And I think that that's the thing where I am like, I've been in therapy for 2 decades. I 100% love that. But like setting a boundary for yourself, you
it's not a boundary. That's a misuse of boundary. Oh, Tia, I'm sorry. I have to wrap. But I agree with you. It is not a boundary. It is fucking cruel what he did. Hear him out, but don't take him back. I love you. You guys, that was our show. I am so pumped for our episode on Monday. It's all about dirty talk. Until then, I'll see ya. Bye.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.